There was a time when everything was one, and all mankind could see at once that everything was one. All was one.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and March 2nd at 7:30 in the Great Hall at Trinity Episcopal Church, an opportunity to see a fully staged workshop presentation of a new musical in progress. It's called On Words and On Words. Our guests are the director, Randy White, and the person responsible for the book and lyrics, Glenn Berger. Glenn, thanks very much for joining us. Randy, thanks for being with us in the studio.
Pleasure.
Let's begin with you, Glenn. Tell us where the book comes from.
The book came from a commission from the Sloan Foundation for Science and Technology. They went to the Manhattan Theater Club. They wanted me to write a play about science. It could have been about anything. And for some reason, I had the title Onwards and Onwards in my head from years back. And it was always sort of a joke for me to think, wouldn't it be funny to write a play about linguists and the evolution of language? And then the more that I studied the subject, the more I thought, it's very, very interesting. And then I realized, oh, but it has to be a musical. A musical because, you know, ultimately, when one looks at the evolution of language, one also has to look at the evolution of music and why humans are strangely, why we're so musical. And you know, a lot of it has to do with what the linguists would call a mood synchronization, which talks about how a lullaby or a war song or a pub song or a fight song synchronizes the mood of everybody singing that song. And it's an earlier form of communication. So I really wanted this musical to be, if anything, a demonstration of how a musical can communicate on a number of different levels.
Tell us a little bit about how it came about that Frank Landon from the Klezmatics is the composer for On Words and On Words.
When I began thinking about somebody who could write music that had sitar pop in it, in addition to Burt Bacharach and Michel Legrand and some Beatles, and I immediately thought of Frank Landon, who really has an affinity and wonderful facility for any number of different musical styles.
We're talking with Glenn Berger. He's responsible for the book and lyrics for On Words and On Words. Let's bring in the director for the Cardinal Stage Company's workshop presentation, Randy White. Randy, I understand that the presentation on March 2nd actually will be the result of some fairly heavy theatrical lifting.
Well, this show has been in development for a number of years, and Glenn and I have been working on this, I would say, for about, about 3 or 4 years. And the thing about this piece is it's an incredibly densely plotted play. And I think that what Glenn and I are attempting to do is go back and make sure that we have the plot in a place that we want it to be, so that we can move forward with the fine tuning as we prepare to put it on next year on the main stage for Cardinal Stage. It'll be our first world premiere that Cardinal will be doing.
So this will be a chance to get in on the ground floor in some ways.
Yeah, there's something about watching a play being made. I love it, and it'll also be an opportunity on Friday to do some feedback. So we'll have the audience talk to us a little bit afterwards, and it's a pretty big rewrite that we're doing. So I think that, you know, some of the play will be in a fairly embryonic form, but I think that it's going to be an exciting form because it will really be flying by the seat of our pants in a few places.
We've been talking with Randy White. He's the director of the Cardinal Stage Company, along with the writer of the book and lyrics, Glenn Berger, about Onwards and Onwards, a musical with Frank London, the composer. It plays this Friday, March 2nd, at 7:30 in the Great Hall at Trinity Episcopal. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.